I'd like to share a reflection with you this morning. I call it Find Grace for a Well-Timed Help. Find Grace for a Well-Timed Help. Particularly, I'm referring to the passage that's printed for you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. 14 to 16. Let me read this passage for you. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. A literal translation of that last verse 16, goes like this. Therefore, let us approach with boldness the throne of grace, that we might receive mercy and find grace for a well-timed help. But there's also another familiar translation we may read from other versions. It says, and find grace for help in time of need, somewhat simplified. There is no contradiction between these two translations. The familiar one draws attention to our need, the need that we may be experiencing. The literal one draws attention to God's timing. God's timing. And I think we need to focus on the grace of God's timing. When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked God if that cup would pass him. There was a need for sure, but it didn't happen. As Jesus was being arrested, as we have heard just then, there was a need to escape. Peter acted rashly by cutting off an ear, but there was no escape. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, he cried out to God, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" There was a real need then for Jesus. When we have a need, we feel very strongly about when God should act. Usually, now. It is not natural for our thinking that God's grace will be shown as much in the timing of it as in the form of it. But in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 6, it reminds us to seek God not only for the kind of grace we need, but also for the timing of grace we need. This can change our attitude in praying. God's timing is often odd, we think, which is not surprising. Remember that verse? When the Lord one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. Well, there's a lot of waiting. The Lord can pack 1,000 years of impact into one day simply by and through prayer. And he can make 1,000 years to do a day's work. So it is not surprising that a well-timed help might be different from God's perspective than from ours. But his perspective is always the best. It's always grace to us and should always be trusted. As a person or as a church, we need God's help. We need it for the sake of our own weak faith. We need to set afire the smoldering wicks of our zeal. We need it for empowering us in evangelism. We need it for authentic worship. We need it for courage in righteous living. We need it to transform our families, especially young ones, into God-centered young people. We need it for guidance in future planning. In every one of these needs, and maybe many more that you can think of, the Lord has grace for a well-timed help. For us, our duty is to approach God boldly as a follower, as a church, and find it and receive it from the throne of grace. That's what that passage in Hebrews reminds us. We have every reason to believe that God will hear us and help us at the proper time. For example, Daniel in the Old Testament time says that the Lord, he changes the season and guides history. That's in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 21. That means that the seasons of modest or immense blessing in our lives or in our church are in the hands of God. And he tells us to come boldly to his throne, his sovereign rule over our lives, our church, and seek grace from a well-timed help. So let's come to the throne of God. We are in great need in different times and different circumstances. But the Lord has great grace. He commands that we come boldly and seek it. So let us fast and pray for a well-timed